do it the way it's down on the sheet. How's that? And y'all, I'm like half asleep, so y'all might have to do something if you're not then.
You're good.
All right, let us begin at 6 o'clock and we'll start the public hearing. And we have Kevin there.
He was there.
Yeah, his dog was anyway.
Hello.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
We can, yes.
Okay.
So we have officially started the public hearing.
What's that?
We have officially started the public hearing.
Okay. Well, as you know, this is a mandatory that we hold a public hearing to discuss the budget. It's the same numbers, basically, that you saw out there in the review, but this is meant for public. Do we have any public with us? Public audience?
Yes.
We do, but they are not here for the budget hearing, I don't think. No, they are not.
Well, no problem. Basically, what I want to point out that is we are working with preliminary values and estimated MCR in terms of the way the tax revenues are figured on this document. So as soon as TEA issues our maximum compress rate, that will kind of change those numbers just a little bit, and we'll come back with an amendment to shore up what that effect has. And then we will, lost thought here. TA, the MCR, and then, of course, values when the comptroller's office sends certified values down, and we'll make sure that our numbers line back up. So tax rate again is set in August. We're looking at a total of $57,458,000 budget. You'll notice in the debt service column the negative or basically utilizing a negative fund balance and debt service of $429,000. That is the result of what I just talked about in terms of estimated values and the MCR, and we feel like that's going to kind of correct itself, and we will review that again in August. So the change that biggest change over that you see here is the $3 million. When you saw that last week in the review meeting, it was $2 million, and we felt like the two pieces of properties that we have under contract at this point, we needed to bump that by $1 million just to give us a little room budgetarily. Since they are just kind of in the middle of the phase, we normally probably would have left that alone. The new first report, the original versus actual is going to be more of a factor in the first process. We try to want to be as clean as we can going forward. Are there any questions regarding this as we move forward?
We don't have any.
No, sir.
Any detail?
All right. Well, as you'll see down here at the bottom, beginning fund balance. Again, these are estimates. Fund balance changes once a year after the auditors come back and give their report, submit it to the state. Again, we're looking to realize some savings in terms of fund balance. We'll have those numbers for you with the audit report when they come back. Most likely in September is when they hit us, so we'll know. But that, public hearing-wise, is basically about what I have. Let's see if I can get those revenue numbers, just comparison of revenue numbers and such. You know, you'll look right here in terms of the budget ADA. We lowered our budgeting number to 4,000 ADA. Last year we budgeted on 4,020. And as you know, COVID hit and the youngins stayed home, PK and K. So we adjusted conservatively here. When we use this number to drive our template for the funding year, as you can see, you go down and see the differences in numbers. Interesting enough, you know, you can see the changes along this line right here in terms of total tax revenues. Obviously, you know, you've seen that, you know, by the appraisal office. I've sent you some reports to that effect and had a few questions from a couple of board members on different aspects. And if we haven't gotten those answers yet, I'll definitely have those to you before when I get back, I get off this vacation. Anyway, there's kind of the numbers in our operating. We're looking at 44,710,000. That's indicated on the first shot that I showed you there. Total interest and sinking, again, we anticipate this to be a bit of a change once the numbers come in from TEA and Comptroller's office. Expenditure breakdown. That out of the way. Again, we use the 4,080A. You see the numbers as we go through the different functions down here to your left. The 3,000 is a function 81, or 3 million, sorry. That would be facilities acquisition land along those lines, and then there's a bit further breakdown of those numbers once we get into line item budget piece. Basically the breakdown of what it looks like on the expenditure side. Any questions?
Any questions from the public?
Doesn't appear to be.
No.
Okay, well, there's our public hearing. Thank you from Rio River. And we'll wait for me to start. Thank you.
Looking at it
again. Thank you.
What are we looking at? Compressing it again?
I don't.
Yeah.
Are they going to compress it for 1 year?
I think they're going to do it every year.
So, yeah. No questions? Let's see. End of the public hearing?
We can ask them that.
So, we'll continue at 6:30. Okay? Can you folks